Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we give you praise. We give you praise tonight. We lift our hands unto your name. We know you're here. We know you're here tonight. You're here to bless us. You're here to anoint us. You're here to advance us, enable us. Enhance us. Everybody say this. To him. Say, Lord Jesus, I receive a blessing and the anointing tonight. Say this to him, Lord Jesus, I know you're here. I know you're here with us. And I claim your anointing is coming on me tonight. Now talk to the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, anoint me tonight. Holy Spirit, impart to me tonight. La basoka. Le bonda le basoka la basoka la basoka. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You have no idea. Unless you actually came with somebody, you have no idea what people have been going through. You have no idea, even today, what hell has presented to them, what discouragement has tried to come upon them. And so before you find your seat again, tell somebody something filled with life. Don't do it yet. Think about a statement that's filled with life. God's on your side. You're going to make it. Amen. Amen. The anointing of God is yours. Find something with life in it. Look at someone and say, you have value. Thanks for being here. Right? Do it now. Two or three people before you're seated. Praise God. But you knew. You knew what it was. Come on, bud. Come on. Oh, yeah. Love on somebody. Tell them they're going to make it. You tell them, don't you dare quit. Don't you dare quit on God. Good job. Glory. Oh, praise God. You know what, I love the liberty that you have as a leader, pastor, fivefold, when you're working with people who are Book of Acts, spirit of cooperation. There's nothing like it. And it gives the minister, the preacher, the teacher, the pastor, a great strength, and it clears the air. No clutter. I like that. I'm not a musician at all, and I don't sing. Don't ask me to sing. You'll be very disappointed. But I know music. I took music in college. I know about music theory. But let me tell you what I know more. I know what brings God in the house. It doesn't matter if everybody in this building loved the song, but it quenched me. Because you're not going to have everybody in the building minister to you. You're going to have me minister to you. Now, just for the record, nothing tonight quenched me. You're looking at the musicians like, uh-oh. What did they do? No, it was wonderful. I loved it. Same is true in the local church. I just want to exhort a minute. Same is true in the local church. It don't matter if you like the song or not. We're doing two things. We have God on our mind. We're worshiping God. I hope he likes the song. I don't know. A lot of them are birthed in adultery and homosexuality and drunkenness and drugs. We rub a little anointing on there and hope it works. Not all songs, of course. But if the local church pastor, if the worship team can't bring the congregation before God, and at the same time do it and enhance the anointing, you know, even the prophet said, bring me a minstrel. That's an anointed musician. He didn't say bring me a musician. Musicians are a dime a dozen. Yeah, you can hire anybody. They're in the bar every night or somewhere else. But someone who's given that instrument talent to God, they're now a minstrel. You can find singers. Woo! But if you find a singer that's anointed, they may not be a quote-unquote psalmist, but they got that like anointing. So if you have a whole song service and everybody claps and hollers and has a great time and everyone's blessed, except for the person that has to get up now and flow and teach and preach and bring healing and deliverance, then I'm glad you all had a good time. But you won't get the best out of your pastor. Just for the record, that does not happen here. This is the coolest team. Now, this team here, they're not all mine, but I hold them hostage. But not the whole team, you know. Man, they're from different churches. Josh, the song leader, team leader, he's from Pastor Jeff's church, you know, different ones. And it's amazing to me they can go all these different churches and come together and bring something like this. Do you know why? They're minstrels. You bring a band like this together and they don't have God, they're going to have to practice for like 3 weeks. And so I don't want to just preach on that, but I wanted to exhort for a minute. I can go to Craig. Where are you at, Craig? Craig's been our worship leader for, oh, I don't know, since Noah built the ark. Do you even know how many years? Over 30 years. Craig and this team, now this team has other elements, but they're the same spirit. We'll say our team. Craig and our team here, they can practice, and they do. Because practice isn't just to learn your instrument. It's to work as a team. Even the greatest musicians can jump in anywhere, but it doesn't mean you're a team player. Okay, I'm going to start preaching on this in a minute, so I'm going to have to stop. But they can practice. They can have 4, 5, 6 songs. And with no sweat at all, Craig checks in with me. and I say, get this song. And I get no lip. I know you want to go 30 minutes, Craig, go 15 for me today. There's a lot going on in church. No lip. As far as I know, he just talked behind back. Well, he's behind my back now, so I don't know what he's saying, but you know. I'm exhorting like this because this is so crucial to have God in the house and to have a minister. That's why the prophet called, bring me an anointed musician, and once they play, I will prophesy. What's that all about? It's about making sure the man of God has been enhanced by your gift and making sure that God will come upon him, in our case, come out of us, because we're not Old Testament prophets. And so I'm just saying all this. I felt like I wanted to. I felt like God wanted me to. But I like Josh, you know, I'm not his pastor. I'm not. He helps us tremendously. This guy, man, Jeff, you raised up a good disciple, man. But I just went to him and said, we're going to do the following things. Get ready. And he didn't look at me like, you're kidding me. Or have that look. He's going to do what I say. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be here. Because I'm that kind of leader. Hit the road, Jack. Love you. Be blessed. Don't come back. Because we don't do strife in this church. We don't do any strife. If I find out there's strife in this church, we go to work. So that's not the point. I appreciate people like this. He's the leader of this particular team. And all this week worth of worship. So I go to... I just told him what we're going to do. You know what I didn't get? I didn't get that look like, what do you know about music? You know that look? Or that look like, well, I guess if that's what you want. But, you know, they don't say it, but they have the look of, don't hold me responsible. I don't have that here, Pastor. I hope you don't have that. Song leaders, I hope you have the Holy Spirit, not the spirit of Lucifer. Lucifer was so good at leading worship, he got a job in heaven. He was a worship leader in heaven. But for somehow he just didn't want to do it the way God wanted. And he got booted. Think about that. So I just wanted to exhort all of us tonight and all of you by television and internet. But I also wanted to thank all of you worship leaders and all of you singers and all of you musicians who are giving your life over to God and all the different churches, including this one. And I honestly think you do great. And I think we should give you a good hand clap right now. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to do two things tonight by the direction of the Holy Spirit. We're going to receive an offering. Isn't that a surprise? We're going to receive an offering and pledges attached to it. I'm going to explain that in a minute. When the offering is over, we're going to go into laying on of hands, because last night the Lord supernaturally said, lay hands on the fivefold ministry and lay hands on the second tier leadership. We did that last night. And I hope you were here for that. Maybe you weren't. Maybe you are. Tonight the Lord said, last night when you come tonight, you lay hands, you have you have hands laid upon all the other believers that are not fivefold, they're not pulpiteers, because we all got to be anointed today. Amen. And that's going to happen for us in just a few minutes. Now, we have a phrase that you hear us say, and some of you are part of it, so you don't need much information on it. It's called kill the giant. Kill the giant. This has been around for a long time at Mark Barclay Ministries and Living Word Church here.
And it happened in a meeting among some of my preaching partners and sons in the faith. We had this meeting one day, and we were talking about our national effort. And I said, well, you know, guys, the Holy Spirit is telling me to do conferences. Now, in that year, we did a conference a month. We did one in Paris, France. We did one in the Gold Coast of Australia. And we did one in New York City, I believe it was that year. And we did one a month. Yes, that's a taxation on a team. But we did it. And we were talking in this meeting, and I said, you know, these cost a lot of money. That was before Joe Biden. Excuse me. That was before President Biden. Because I respect that office. And in other words, it was before all of this inflation and all this money and how much gas costs. I don't want to hear any whining about filling your car at $4 a gallon. Because the donkey I ride on is one thirsty mule. And it takes a lot of pennies. And it's getting worse and worse to go preach the gospel. So in that meeting, I said, you know, these budgets all put together at that time in my life is like, this is the biggest giant I face. God tells me to go. God wants me to bring the team. And it cost all this money that honestly our church doesn't have. We don't have that kind of money. I think you know because you were here this week. These conferences, we used to do them for $25,000, you know, years ago. Then, you know, things, $35,000, $50,000. We're not really doing anything different. And we just came out of one that was almost $80,000 out in the West Coast. It's amazing. You go out, you rent a hotel room, and it's normally $110. And now because of COVID, and they want to rip you off, it's now $350, $450, $550 for the same room that last year you paid $110, $120 for. And what does that do to a budget? So back in that day now, I said, listen, this is like a Goliath staring me in the face. I honestly don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm going to have partners. And one of them said in that meeting, well, why don't we all band together and just kill this giant? It hit me so hard that we adopted the whole phrase, kill the giant. The giant, by the way, the giant is all of the conferences that, like right now, between right now and next March. We add up the budgets the best we can of all of those conferences. And that's the giant. And it's a big one. But so was Goliath.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
He must have looked massive to David. Right? Could barely pick up a sword. Saul was a big guy, but nothing compared to Goliath. David, he was so ruddy, he couldn't even put on Saul's armor, let alone anything to do with Goliath. It's a big deal. So we, in that meeting, we said, well, let's just start a new partner program called Kill the Giant. And anybody that wants to can help us in advance. A lot of you obviously helped us here this week, because on the second night, all of us and some of our partners there, you brought in $60,000. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you do, and I don't know where you came from. But where I live and where I came from, my first house cost $16,000. My whole house with an acre of land. You can't even paint your house for that. Or something like that. But we're going to obey God. And I tell people this when they ask me. Sometimes I preach, I'm a desperate man. And I'm not joking about it. I'm desperate to obey God. And I know it in the math, but I know it in my heart. And I've been around a while, so I know how it works. There's no way we can do what we're doing without help from you and other partners and friends like you. These preachers help, their ministries help, their churches help. And it isn't all help like throw money in the container. A lot of them, they're not in their ministry. They came here this week to stand with us and to be with me. And a lot of them come pay their own way. This guy here, Pastor Darren, he flies, man. I found out he was down in Amarillo before our conference there. And he's down there pre-praying to set the atmosphere so people would be ministered to, delivered, and healed. At his churches and his own expense. Yeah. Why would he do that? Yeah. Hey, man, that's a big offering, because not only you took that out of the budget when you did that, but your time is so valuable. And you sowed all that time and again. Yeah, I know. He says it's worth it. I know that. Yeah. I get that, dear. But that's what it takes. It does. And then, in case you don't know it, there's no discount because you're a Christian. Not at the hotel, not at the airlines, not at the shipping company. Let me tell you, not on television. So I almost flinch when I say TV and airplane. So this Kill the Giant is, if you want to help us, you give something in the offering tonight. Same with all of you by television. And all of you streaming, if you want to help us, then do that. If you can pledge something, maybe you are kind of empty purse right now with all the offerings we received this week. Maybe you knew this was happening. Maybe you didn't. But we're going to do it. So maybe you want to make a pledge. You can do that. You could put something in an envelope. Say, I want to sow this. This conference is paid for, but there's another one coming really quick, right? And those people that go to that conference will help as well. But this really gives me a boost, because a lot of conferences, I'm telling you, there's just things we got to pay in advance before we ever get to the city. I think you get this. So tonight, not quite yet, but tonight when we give in this offering, it's all going in the Kill the Giant program, unless if for some reason you write on your, I do what you say on your money. That's what we do around here. You designate it to this, that's where it's going. You designate it to, that's where it's going. But the major offering, unless you designate it different, is going into the Kill the Giant program that will give us a boost. Don't you think it's worth it? How many of you have been just blessed being this kind of anointing and flow? And yeah, I have. Praise God for it. Amen. Praise the Lord for it. So I'm going to have a couple brothers come that are going to testify, pastors, and then we're going to receive this. So I just want to make sure you're clear. You can give tonight. Anything you can is a blessing to put money in that account. And we do it until next March, this conference next March. Whatever comes in now, whatever you pledge, which you can do on your envelope, I'm good for this. Some pastors say, I don't know, I'm going to go home and take an offering or two, or I think our church can help you this much a month. And you know, a lot of these, this guy just, Pastor Mark, he just handed me a check. I haven't looked at it yet. And it's for this. This is the deal. This man and his church sowing about anything I do. So this isn't like, well, I could help you once a year, Doc, because I don't sow to nothing else. You're sown to everything I do, man. Right? And so some pastors do that. Business people can do this out of your business. I'm not pulling for money. I'm just telling you about Kill the Giant. So you can give tonight, and you can write on your envelope if you're good for a pledge. If you know the dollar amount, that helps me. You say, well, I'll get in $5,000 this year. That might be a big number for you. Might not be. I'll give this much money this year. And you got a year to do it. Or whatever dollar amount you want to do, you can pledge or do both. And give out of both pools of your life. You have your private money. You have your businessman, businesswoman, business money. A lot of preachers have their private money. Some of them have multiple ministries, multiple accounts, multiple, and they give out of their church. Notice I haven't told you what to give. I don't want that feeling. So in a minute, we're going to do that. So kind of be thinking about what you want to do or what you want to pledge. And if you really don't want to, that's okay too. Right? Okay. So. Yes, and so. Like so, S-O, so. And then so, like S-O-W, like a sow. No, just so. Okay. I asked Pastor Chuck to come and testify for a minute. If you'll do that at this time, please, praise God. And Tim Cross, I asked, where'd Tim go? Right in front of me. Thanks for rubbing it in, Tim. I really appreciate that, buddy. And then we'll talk just another minute. And remember, we're receiving the offering. So when this is done, we're going into an anointing service. Because I truly, honest to God, believe there'll be impartations, divine deposits, special assignments, special gifting that'll come tonight. I believe that. Amen. Who's going first? Go ahead, Pastor Chuck. You pastor an awesome church, by the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I got to dedicate your building.
You did.
Pretty cool.
The old one, you got to burn the mortgage.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, hallelujah. You going to do another one so I can burn another mortgage?
We don't have a mortgage.
Oh. Say that again.
We don't have a mortgage.
We don't have a mortgage.
How many are thankful for these conferences? How many of you know we need these conferences? If the world and this nation ever needed these conferences, it's now. And I believe you do believe that, because I've looked around the room, even in the morning sessions, Pastor, and this place has been packed out.
Yeah.
Like I haven't seen it in a few years.
Yeah.
We've been here, it was 15 years in December. From that point where we started sowing seed into Mark Barkley Ministries, our life personally and our life in the ministry financially has been completely turned right side up. This is good ground. Not only have we received financial blessing, and you've heard my testimony about the building. I'm not going to go through all of that again. But
well, you ought to go through a little bit of it.
Okay. All right. We were believing for a new building. The Lord made it possible for us to get a building twice the size of what we had. Amen. The building property was worth $500,000. We paid $100,000 for it. Amen. Praise God. We sold the old building, got enough money to refurbish the new building, and we're still debt free. Amen.
That's what I'm talking about.
The main reason that happened is because we sold into the preacher's room. The church, different, like you were talking a minute ago, different areas of the church, youth group, children's church, women's group, we got involved in that. And God made a way in the natural where there seemed to be no way. But as I was sitting down here thinking, because you had asked me earlier to share, a lot of things have happened that money can't buy. People have been healed. People have received wisdom and direction. My daughter, our oldest daughter, this is several years ago, had been through a very bad divorce. She had two small children. And the devil kept telling her life was over. She would never minister again. She could never do that. And standing right here at a conference, I believe it was a Holy Spirit conference, she was ministered to, and she left this altar completely changed person, completely free. And now I will put her up preaching against anybody. She is a powerful woman of God. But what if this conference hadn't have been here? Now, I know Pastor well enough. These conferences are not going away. So that's not what we're talking about.
Sure.
But they are getting more expensive. This is good ground. God is blessing. The fact that in two nights, $60,000 plus was given. You know, there's not 10,000 people in here. It's good ground.
It's good ground.
Some of us were talking at lunch today. We not only need these conferences, we need this man out preaching what he preaches, not holding anything back. In Ahab's day, there was 400 false prophets. There was one prophet of the Lord. Does that mean for every good prophet, there's 400 bad ones? I don't know.
There was that day.
And I know there's a lot of people, we were talking about this, there's a lot of people that look up to certain preachers. They're not preaching the word. And they're not being faithful and they're not being truthful with the word of God. And people are not being set free. We've had our finances since we connected with Pastor, again, it's just completely reversed. Even during COVID year 2020 was the best financial year our ministry ever had. And it's because of sowing seed into good ground. So I want to encourage, like I said, I know he's not going to quit. Amen? But I also know this. We do a little conference every summer, and the budget's nothing compared to what he does several times a year. It sure is nice when you know it's met. It puts wind in his sails to know people care, people want to help. And, you know, thinking about that giant, Goliath, David hadn't listened to Goliath for 40 days. He hadn't been there. He didn't know anything about Goliath. Have you seen this man? No, I haven't even seen him. Doesn't matter. God's bigger than him. Amen? But the people that had been listening to Goliath, they were afraid. $60,000 for a budget, that can bring fear. I know not for you, but it can bring uneasiness.
Where's
it going to come from? Well, it's going to come from God's people being faithful. So I want to encourage you tonight, if you've ever received anything from this ministry, and I know you have or you wouldn't be here. If you're live streaming, you've ever received anything from this ministry, I know you have or you wouldn't be watching. Let's help kill this giant. I can think of nothing better. You know, 15 years, I think we've missed 3 conferences here. 2 grandchildren were born and we had a death. And other than that, we've been here every conference. I think it would be great to come to every conference and the first night he goes, well, budget's met. Let's receive an offering for whatever. Amen? Instead of just trying to meet budgets. Praise God. Our God's bigger than that.
Yes.
And if you've been blessed, as I've been blessed, then again, I want to encourage you. Get involved in this tonight and you will not be ashamed, be disappointed. Because like I say, not only I believe God will meet your needs financially, but he will meet those needs, just like the Shunammite woman. He'll meet those needs that money cannot buy.
Yeah.
You can have all the money in the world.
Yeah.
One quick story. I heard Brother Oral Roberts tell this story. He had been invited to a home of a very wealthy doctor. And he was the first one there for dinner, and this man came in later, and the lady of the house asked the man, how are you tonight? And he said, oh, nothing that $1 million wouldn't fix. And she looked at him and she said, sir, I have $1 million, yet the doctor says I'm dying. See, it's not just about money, but it's about getting the money into the hand of God. And getting the seed in good ground.
Yes.
And when you do that, God's able to turn things around. Yes. Amen. So again, I just want to encourage you, get involved in this, whether it's tonight or through a pledge, whatever, throughout the year. And let's take care of these conferences to keep Pastor out there doing what he does. Amen. Praise God.
Man. Thank you, Charlie.
Amen.
Good job, buddy.
Praise God. You know, just thinking about these conferences, and I came to my first conference in March of 1983.
You were just a kid.
Yeah, I was 22 years old way back then. And that wild service where Doc's hair got messed up in 1983, I was in that service.
That is against the law.
That was. But I've been coming. I might have had a couple years in there before I finally got hooked in. But about 1987, I just started coming. I don't think I've missed many conferences here since 1987. And so when you get into this setting and you even think about the conferences, I can't help that I think back through the years how the Lord has met me here, how the Lord, the type of things that the Lord has done in the various conferences I've been in through the years. Now I'll be honest with you, some conferences were just good conferences, and they were just good feedings. It was good to be in the atmosphere. But I remember times, I love pre-service prayer, because I can remember times coming here to pre-service prayer and just getting here for prayer, and I just felt wore out. I felt wrung out. I just, just things had been tough. But just in pre-service prayer, I can remember times just being here in the Spirit of God falling on me in this atmosphere, and I just felt picked up, cleaned up, straightened up, and thought, praise God, God touched me here. Just in pre-service prayer, I can remember, Tammy, where you're sitting, Tammy Evelyn, I remember what is 2010, Doc, praise and worship was going on. I'd been in a motorcycle accident, and I was over here in a conference, and I was sitting down, and I looked up in the middle of that, and I looked up, and Jesus was standing in front of me.
Yes.
Now, that'll straighten you out real quick. And he reached down on my shoulders, and he changed the rank on my shoulders. I can tell you times in the middle of worship, the visions, the encounters I've had. And I talk about, I think, Chuck, as you were saying, I called my daughter. Today was one of my daughter's birthdays. But I remember a few years ago, she turned 21. She said, Dad, I want to be in the Holy Spirit conference on my 21st birthday. Doc didn't know this, but out of all the people, he stepped out and laid hands on my daughter and ministered prophetically to her. Another daughter, was here at a health conference. Doc didn't know it was her birthday and just ministered to her. And I go through it, and through the years, there are markers that have taken place in this conference that have absolutely changed my life, changed my ministry. I remember one conference, Doc, every service, the Spirit of God fell on me, and it was direction I needed for my ministry. Doc didn't pull me out, but it was the presence that was here. And I can go through the years, and as I look around here, there are certain spots I can remember. There are certain spots here on this carpet or at the altar area where God met me and God ministered to me. And this is a place, this is my house kind of thing. This is my home, because my home church, the church that I grew up in, isn't there anymore. And I just think back, and I'm so thankful for these conferences. And I'm so thankful for the way Doc has stretched us through the years. And you talk about good ground. Last year, I came to the conference last year, and we've got an area of our ministry. We've got a daycare that we expect so much money really to come into the church as a result of that daycare. And for 3 months, it had made no money at all. It wasn't producing. We were having problems there. And I got here, and I thought, I have got to sow a seed. And I've got to sow a significant seed out of that account. So I called my office to find out how much money was in that account. And I said, I want you to, and I said, all right, get me a check. And I said, get me a check for $9,000. Told my son, bring it. So I've got that check for $9,000. I sowed that seed last March. Talk about good ground. Well, Pastor Tim, what did that seed produce? Well, from year to date, it ended up producing $200,000.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, I need to sow another seed. But it's good ground. It's fertile ground. And I just wonder, maybe to a degree, how we sow, because if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. And I just wonder through the years if my sowing hasn't helped reap not just financial blessings, but some of those experiences that have taken place in this house, because it's good seed. It's good ground. And I just thank God for these conferences. And it's good ground to sow into. And I challenge you, stretch, because it's worth it. Because there might be another Tim Cross that needs God to meet him here. There might be a woman that we need God. She needs God to meet her here. And our sowing is not just about us. It's not just about us. Because I think of where I'd be if I didn't have a Dr. Barkley. I think of where I'd be if I didn't have meetings like this. And I thank God for this house. I thank God for these meetings. I thank God for Dr. Barkley. And I thank God that I've got a place to sow my seed. Amen.
Thank you, Tim. God bless you, man. Thank you. Oh, come on. Clap real good. Praise God. Praise God. When I was, we'll have the ushers help you in just a minute. When I was a kid, I spent a lot of time with my grandpa. My dad got sick when I was young and died when I was still, you know, young. And my grandpa, he helped us for Barkley Boys. He was a good man, farmer, and a rancher. He was a great outdoorsman. And so, but his house wasn't very modern. He didn't have running water until about, 1990-something, I think. And so in order to get water, you take the basin, the bowl, or the bucket, and you go out the door, winter or summer, and there's an old steel pump there with a big handle. Anybody remember those?
Yep.
Or seen a picture of one? Or seen it on a John Wayne Western movie? And if the pump lost its prime, the handle was weak, and you could do it all day long, and it never come back. You're just pumping for nothing. But if once Grandpa taught us how to prime that pump, it would get traction. The compression, and then when you pulled the handle, every time you did it, water come out. But you had to prime it first. I believe it was the Holy Spirit who inspired Pastor Mark Clements to hand me this check back a few minutes ago for $5,000, that's a lot of money, but it's a lot of money after knowing what you already sowed this week and into my life. We're going to use this because you were the first one. We're going to use this, Mark, to prime the pump. This is our prime. This is going to prime the pump. And so we're going to put this in there, of course. Now, I'm not telling you what to give, and I don't want you to feel any pressure. If you feel any pressure, it isn't us. You deal with it between you and God. Now, I'm going to ask you. Everybody say ask. We're just asking you. I'm asking all of you that are streaming. I'm going to ask you to do two things. I'm going to ask you to give something spendable in this offering, like use your card, write a check, put in cash, because if it wasn't Kill the Giant and we were just taking a conference offering or an offering tonight, almost everybody in here, and I'm sure especially our partners streaming, they would have put something in the offering, not an IOU. They would have put something in there. But I'm going to ask you to do both. I'm asking you, put something in the offering because it's going to help me go preach and do other conferences. And then at the same time, I'm not telling you, I'm asking you. There's a difference. I'm asking you to consider, no matter what you put in here, I'm asking you to consider making a pledge on top of it because we got 12 months to bring it in. Or you might just go home and send it. Or you might have to believe God for it. Right? And so, usher, stand with me if you will, and we're going to receive this now. Get ready. Anything you want to do, There's a projection on the wall. You know, there's different ways to give. Those of you by internet, there's information coming to you right now. There's all different ways that you can give, you know, and be a blessing. And so praise God, do that and sow something spendable tonight, like a regular offering. And then I'm asking you, you don't have to do either one. I'm asking you to think about a pledge or take a separate offering envelope home with you and pray over it and send it back in with a pledge. Maybe you don't know what you want to pledge, but you can go home and pray about it. Praise God. And this will be a great, great boost of what we're doing. This will be strong in what we're doing. And then once you're ready, we'll give you a bit of time. Once you're ready, we're going to come up and plant this seed on behalf of your life, your business, your ministry. And we're going to use Mark's check to prime the pump from Living Word La Crosse and Mark Clements Ministries. This is our prime. What's that? What are you really trying to say? I'm not the only guy that needs fresh water. The pump's for all of us. We're priming the pump, and we're going to take this and go to other places and other conferences. So once we collect it, I'm going to ask Mark Martin to come and minister in music, and I'm going to explain something before he sings. He will sing, and then we're going to start the anointing service to lay hands on every one of you that want us to for a fresh anointing for today, to beat the elements of the day. And we prayed over the preachers that they would be anointed to lead us into the fields of battle, into spiritual warfare. That was us tonight. So you get, that's kind of the plan. I kind of like to know a plan. Plan your work and work your plan. And so that's going to be our plan. So Mark, as we collect the offering, you get ready, if you will, and come up, and then we'll go from there. Father, keep writing, and we're in no hurry. We take this seed, the first seed into this, from Living Word in La Crosse and from the Clements and their team, and we put it in this offering because we not only need kill the giant money, but every business, family, and ministry giving in this offering here or by internet need every dollar they can get their hands on to do the same work, to preach this gospel to a lost and hurting generation, a deteriorated society. So as we, here we go, Mark, as we prime the pump, Lord, no loose handles now, no effort and no supply. This offering for you and me, amen. This offering is going to prime the pump so you go home and things are going to flow into your life as well. That's what I'm trying to say to you and in your ministry as well. Amen. Are you ready? If you're ready, say, I'm ready.
Ready.
If you're not, say, wait a minute. All right. Picky. I don't have to go home with you, but I got to go home with her, and so I'm saying nothing. I have plenty to say, and many things are coming to me right now. None are God. No, we, Dick and I, we have fun. Isn't it great to have fun? Yeah. You know, I met her at 13, and then I married her at 18. I mean, we talked, you know, as you, when you're that close and you grow up together, you talk about marriage way before you can even afford to buy an aluminum foil ring. But I was overwhelmed when she said, yes, yeah, she'd marry me. And now it's been 52 years. We're having fun, aren't we? We have fun. Yeah. I'm not going to be married, live in the same house with some woman that I can't stand. We're going to have fun.
Yep.
Living. Everybody say living.
Living.
Well, stand together, if you will. Don't just come up here and throw money down. Make your pledge, if you're going to. Get your money in your hand and plant it. Praise God. Plant it for your own self, ministry, family, business. Come now. The band will play. Then Mark Martin. And we're going to march into the anointing service. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, the band woke up from their nap. Ryan, play that a while. See, that's what I mean. There's anointing on that. Nice. Really nice. I can feel that anointing. I love that anointing. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you for helping us preach. Thank you for sponsoring conferences. Thank all of you by television and internet. Oh, may it come back to you. May you have everything that you need to preach with. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Sapato la basse cola mando la blaste che le mando. Yeco la bando la mastando le blaste che le nosapa. In the name of Jesus, we're climaxing the ages together. Churches, ministries. La basse la cando la blaste coshi comanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you guys. Love you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shokalamando la blaste kele moshakate. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thanks, guys. Please be seated. Give the band another good hand clap. Now, a couple words of explanation. Ministers, you already been through the line for laying out of hands. Second tier leadership, the Lord already called that out. The rest of you believers need to be as anointed as we do.
Yes.
For over 40 years, I've been trying to find a verse in the Bible that says I'm important and you're not. I can't find it. I can't find a verse that says I have to be faithful to God. But because you're the pastor, you don't have to be.
Right.
I can't find a verse that says, I better be anointed, but you don't have to. No, I can't find it. It's not in there. Why? Because we're all able ministers of the New Testament.
Yes.
And I started to say earlier, I'm a desperate man. I need more help now than I've ever needed before. This church family, God raised up this church to do what we're doing right now. This is a very strong, very mature, very spiritual local church. I'll flat guarantee you, I'm not saying that because I'm the senior pastor. I'm saying that because that's what kind of soldiers go to church here. And it has to be that way in order for us to go do the work that we do. You and your church, you got to, I'm sure you do, but you got to make sure your church is that fortified, that your pastor has what he needs to do the work of God. And I don't just mean money. Of course I mean money, but I don't just mean money. I mean serving and the anointing and the gifts of God that are on the inside of you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call some ministers forward. And then if you want, you'll have to, you can come. We're gonna start all the way over here. So all of you over here have a hike. By the looks of some of you, it will not hurt you. Woo! There goes some members, Vicki. I ran them off again. Come this way. The ushers will tell you what to do. And so the president's cabinet, I want you to come and stand here for a minute. And spouses, if you want to help me. Everybody on the president's cabinet. That's my team that helps me plan and do, you know, certain things for our international work. You know, let me see how many we got here tonight that's going to work. Praise God. All right. And stay right here, please. And then the rest of the people I point to, I want you to come and look at them. I want you to come up here, but you're going to look this way. Okay. Kind of make like a tunnel. Amen. So you three come up here right now. Come on, Brian. Come up here right here. Too many preachers to call everybody. Chris, come help me right here if you will. Brad, I always call you Bradley in private. So Bradley, come up here, son. Pastor Brad, come up here if you will. You two come up here if you will. Come on, Jeff, help me out here. Let me see how many we got. I can't get too many or we can't, you know, do what we got to do. How are we looking, Josh? Youngs, come up here. Help me. And we'll do Kamenskis. Come on. Sorry. Don't be offended now if I didn't call you. We're blessed to have this many fivefold in the house. And so there's just too many to use everybody. So now they're going to sit down in a minute, but they're going to come back and keep their position. Now, some of you have been here before when we've anointed like this. So you're going to come this way and you're going to walk through the line. And as you do, they're going to lay hands on you. Every one of these people are going to lay hands on you. Now, just give this a thought. This won't take me but a minute. I'm going to walk through here and ask them how many years they've been in the ministry. So one of you mathematicians can stay up with me. How many years?
28.
28.
34.
30.
40.
40.
40.
40.
22.
45.
34.
45, 13, 13, 39, 32, 40, 28, 38, 37, 39, 30, 50, whatever he said.
That was good.
That was awesome. You were taken in like I was when she said 50. It's like, wow, she's the queen of the house. Give me a break. How many? Yeah, it's going to be fun. How many? So, whoever's counting, 30. 47. 47. 28. 41. 25. 25, you're not working. Did anybody add it up? Someone said a lot. It doesn't really matter. I was just wanting to say this many years of experience, anointing, praying for the sick, that this many years of walking in the fivefold ministry. If just one of us or one couple even would lay hands on you together, maybe 30, 40 years, 50 years of the laying on of hands. Right now, you're talking into the hundreds that are going to all lay hands on you in one night. Now, I've done this many times. It always is highly anointed. But I want to tell you this. If you don't keep moving, I don't know why this is true. I just know that it is. You have to keep moving because if you don't, the anointing wanes. I don't know why it does. You two come up here and help me. The anointing wanes. Yeah, I don't know why. Just hear me, please. Now, you preachers, don't stop anybody. You know, the tendency is to stop them, lay hands on them. No, no. You got to help them keep moving. Now, if you get really drunk in the spirit, my ushers will pull you to the side so you don't get trampled by others. Amen. So we got the plan. Everybody understands, right? So you know what to do. The preachers are trained. They know not to touch you ladies where you're not supposed to be touched, etc. So you can relax on that. And now you all know where you're at and what you're doing, right? So go be seated. Mark Martin's going to bring some anointing in here. We're going to call you back up, and we're going to rock and roll. We're going to shake and bake. We're going to, where those two dumb phrases come from, I don't know, but that's what we're going to do. Please, once Mark Martin's done, which will just, you know, he's going to minister, go in the nurseries and the children's church and get all your kids. It don't matter if they come out and make noise. Go freedom. That does two things. It gets them under the anointing. Number two, it frees the workers back there that your children are holding hostage and have tied them up and locked them in a closet and bit them and kicked them. And so they need anointing probably more than you do, those workers. So you can enjoy the anointing. And then when we stand, go back there and relieve those and get your kids out here and get them under the anointing. Go, Mark, go. What do you got? You got anything anointed? You sing it, now judge. Give Mark Martin a good hand clap.
Set your hands up and sing in the Spirit right now. Here I want to say, Lord. Here I want to We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill this place with your presence. Saturate us, Lord. Fill us to overflowing today like never before. Anoint us, empower us. Fresh fire as we seek you, Lord, as we run after you, Father. We're running after thee. You're watching over us with your arms open wide. You're the place we hide. You are our heart's desire. You're never ending joy. You're never ending peace. You're the one we want. You're the one we need. You're our heart's desire. You're greater and greater. Lord, you're wiser than wise. In you tonight, we find healing. Your love is deeper than the deep. Lord, you're so strong, and we are weak. But in you we confide. You're the place we hide. Our heart's desire. You are greater than the great. Lord, you are wiser than the wisest. Father, in you we find all hope. We find Jesus. We find healing.
We're just as strong when we are weak. But in you we can find. You're the secret place we hide. You're our heart's desire, oh Lord, in you we can find the place we hide.
Your heart's desire, oh, we seek you, Lord.
We seek you like never before. For you deserve all the glory. You deserve all the honor, the power, and the might you are, Lord. You deserve the glory and the honor. Come on. We lift our hands in worship. We lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. Tell him. And the honor, Lord, we lift our hands in worship. We lift your holy name, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Oh, tell him that. There is no one else like you. You are great, Father. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
Martin, I love that anointing, man, and I love that voice, and you always bring God in the house. He has the anointing here. I'm not going to talk and mess it up. Presbytery, come back. Get in your positions. Go get your children in nursery. Relieve the workers. And then if you want to have hands laid upon you, start right over here. Do it now. And the band's going to play. Remember, preachers, not only don't stop, but if you have to, help them move forward. Believers, keep your feet moving. That somehow that affects this anointing. Go, Ben. Go, Josh. By the laying on of hands. Impartations. Special anointings. Anointed by God.
Turn me around. My feet all on the ground. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior. In my heart, in my head, never free God. I thank the Master. I thank the Savior.
Thank you.
Thank you. I believe, 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 I believ Thank you.
Listen to me now, listen. This was not just a nifty thing to do. Can you all hear me? This is not just a nifty thing to do. This anointing went on you, and it went in you. This anointing was to add to what you have. It was to win today. It was to bring us through tomorrow. It was to make you a better soldier to help climax the ages. So here's my instructions to you. Number one, when we dismiss, go hit all these product tables, all these health people and such. They put all this together for you. Go take some things home with you. Get something for somebody else. Think about somebody you're ministering to. Number two, be to church on Sunday. Both services. Be to church on Sunday. Number three, get behind your pastor, and make him the man of God of the century. Make, if it's a she or a couple, make her the woman of God of the century. And watch what God does in your ministries and in your churches. Amen. And there's no way to close out a conference like this but to just sing and holler and dance and jump in one last song. Amen. So I'll see you in the next conference, everybody. Travel safe. God bless you. We're going to do one song, and you can dance your way out of here when that song is over. I sure love you. God bless. Yeah.
She picked me up, turned me around. Place my feet on top of the ground. I thank the master, I thank the savior. Cause you healed my heart and it changed my name. Forever free, I'm not the same. I thank the master, come on, church. I thank the savior, I thank God. Cannot deny what I've seen. Got no choice but to believe. My doubts are burning, yeah, like ashes in the wind. Hey. So long to my old friend. Bye bye. Burning and bitterness. You can't just keep it moving. Hey. You're not welcome here from this moment on. From now till I walk the streets of gold, I sing about you, say my soul. This way what a child has found its way back. Oh, 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 oh. He picked me up, turned me around. He placed my feet on the ground. I thank the master, I thank the savior. Because he healed my heart,
I love this part right here.
Yeah, I lost.
another one. We declare it. Hell lost. Come on, let's crank it up. Hell lost.
Hell lost another one. I am free. I am free.
I'm jumping with you guys.
I am free.
Hey.
Hell lost another one. I am free. Oh, I am free.
I think we should sort of do this invasion style. See, at invasion, Tim Bolton taught us this little trick. If we're going to get up, we got to get down a little bit lower. So just get down a little bit lower if you can. And as we declare that we're climbing out of the grave as a representation of what Jesus has done for us, we're going to sing a little louder, praise a little bolder, and climb up out of the grave. You with me, church? Alex is with me. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Come on. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of the grave. Get up, get up, get up. Come on. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave. Get up, get up, get up. Josh Barkley. Come on. Hey, let him have it. Go for it. Yeah. See, go ahead and try to tell me that serving Jesus is not so much fun. That being a king's kid is not so much fun, isn't it? I am so out of breath right now. Thanks, guys. So let's pray as we close, or else I'm going to pass out. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what a powerful week. What an incredible week, and what a spectacular God you are. Marvelous, majestic, holy, righteous, and yet you want to be with us, and we want to be with you, Jesus. Thank you for marking us this week. Thank you for creasing us this week. Thank you for pouring into us and investing in us this week, Jesus. We receive you this week, Lord Jesus, and we will take this home with us. We will take this to our communities, to our neighborhoods, to our families, to our households, to our schools, to our jobs. We are carriers of your presence, Jesus. Thank you for filling us to overflow. Thank you so much for what you've done this week, God. We express our gratitude. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. We've given you all that we've got. We'll give you one more clap and one more shout in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Look what the Lord has done. This week, he healed my body, he touched everybody praise. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, look what the Lord. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord has done.
Sing it one more time.
Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, look what Jesus has done. Look what our God has done. Look what our King has done. Oh, look what our Savior has done.
Something happens when I call your name. Happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Hallelujah. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens. Call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Mountains move when I call your name. Hallelujah to Jesus. Something happens. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Sing it again. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Something happens when I call your name. Call on Jesus. Call on Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
I remember how to spell it too. If you forgot, it's right here.
J-E-S-U-S.
It's great when it's written out for you, isn't it?
J-E-S-U-S.
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 Jesus.
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 Hallelujah. Well, I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. Well, I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. Well, I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. God said,
Pack up your bags now, it's time to go home. It's time to go home.
Go home.
Time to go home. Pack up your bags now, time to go home.
Well, let's slow all down. Stop that share. Cancel that. Turn this on. turn this on. Well, hallelujah. Do you feel like you've been to a conference or something? Wow, what a week. Yeah, that's very true about Craig. That last guy that was singing, he's the pastor's worship leader.
Yeah.
Could not carry a tune in a bucket. The man could not sing. Could not sing. And pastor just had one of them situations where one of his worship leaders was trying to become a superstar, and he went to prayer, and God said, Craig's your worship leader. And Craig has led the worship there since I've been there, since 95, so. Amazing man of God. And he went from being a salesman at Garber to now he's the chief executive officer of the whole organization. And just by the blessing of God. And, you know, you hear those people talking about sowing into the kingdom, sowing into the conference and all that. Craig's one of them. Craig's one of them that will look at you and say, I was living in a trailer house or wherever he was living. And God not only brought him a woman, got a beautiful family, powerful ministry, and just continued to lead and grow and develop. And I counted it up sort of as they were going tonight. And there's about 850 years of anointing that was laying hands on you tonight. Hopefully that you put your hand on the screen and said, Jesus, I receive from this anointing. Yeah. Hopefully you did that, because that same anointing that was there for the last days, that same anointing is on you and me now, because we were a part of this service. And it never goes away. That's the thing that what happens with many Christians, and we've been learning this as we've been doing Read the Word through the Bible this year. One of the things that happens with Christians is that they complain. Christians is that they complain.
It doesn't hurt to hear it twice.
You might ought to listen to what that guy's saying. See, I better turn that device off so that that anointing stays in you.
Turn that device off.
Oh my goodness. So that, how many times do I have to turn this down?
Oh my goodness.
That anointing stays in you. Anytime you've ever been let me see if I can get it out here. Anytime that you have been in an anointed service like that, then that anointing stays in you. It doesn't go away. That's where I was going when I was so rudely interrupted myself. That's what happened with the children of Israel. Is God said, I'm taking you to the promised land. But on the way to the promised land, he was trying to get them to the promiser himself. But they just wanted the promised land. They weren't caring too much about the promiser. We just want to have our land of milk and honey. And God said, I'm going to take you in the wilderness and test your heart to see if you really want me or if you just want my stuff. Now, I don't know why we're still there. Hang on. I'm just now getting all my stuff up to speed here.
Want me or if you just want my stuff?
Once we get something like that started, then I can't touch anything. I kind of just have to let it sit here, because as soon as I touch something wrong, then everybody disappears. What that means? No. What about that? Now, okay, so here we are. We're usually here for another hour, so I don't know how much longer you guys want to hang around, but I think we ought to talk a little bit about the conference and welcome you to come on and talk a little bit if you want to talk about something you got, received. And it might not be anything to do with what God was doing, what the pastor was literally preaching about, but it's something that maybe you want to, God has been dealing with you and gave you new understanding, new revelation. I don't know if you saw it, but right there during the program, that beautiful program, there was somebody on their YouTube page mocking the offering for the Kill the Giant program.
Oh, are you kidding?
No, mocking it.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen that. She's from Massachusetts.
Yep.
I prayed for her. God knows her heart. And I said, Lord, touch her. You know, take that demon off her.
Yep.
Bind it. And have her come to you to know you. She didn't leave.
No, they didn't leave, but that's part of that team of people that hate Dr. Barkley, and they follow him everywhere he goes, and they do that. That's why you can't make a comment on any of his videos, because they have to pay somebody, a full-time person, to just go through and keep all the comments off the videos that are stupid. And so that's why you can't make a comment on any of his videos, because of that. And here's what we just saw in the Old Testament. Korah and those guys went to hell alive when they did that. And God didn't care that they went to hell alive. Well, I mean, God cares, but the bottom line is when you're going to do that after there's such a powerful anointing of Jesus, you're hard-hearted, you got a seared conscience, and you probably have come pretty close to blaspheming the Holy Spirit because you don't care. And they just do not care. And, man, that's why in the last 3 days, on Read the Word, or 4 days, I can't get off of this fact. And I don't know if you ever caught this. They sinned against God and Moses so much. They caused Moses to sin against God.
Well, that's what I was just thinking about. Yeah. And those people, every person they're influencing wrongly is going to go against them.
You're going to get to heaven and turn around and go straight to hell.
Yeah.
And because you influence people to do wrong, it's just, whoa.
Yeah.
Anyways, the whole point of why I was trying to say that in the beginning of that is...
90 seconds.
There's the 90-second lady.
The 90-second lady. Hello.
And about that ain't right, but it's all right.
Good evening from Britain.
Good evening from the British Isles for the 90-second lady. We call you blessed. And now... Let me say something here for the next 1 minute and 22 seconds, all right? We have what an amazing opportunity that we have. And let's go there. I want to open the Bible, Romans chapter 1. I want you to see this. And we'll get the 90-second lady an opportunity to get all of her stuff done. And then we'll come back and we'll be live. Romans chapter 1. Let's go down here to verse number, let's do 8 through 14, 8 through 17. Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. And I want you to see something here. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the world. Now, whether or not you realize it, our faith, as a community of faith, is being spoken of throughout the world. People are talking about what God's doing right here at the community of faith. Verse 9, God is my witness whom I serve with my spirit, and the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by some means now at last, I may find a way in the will of God to come to you. Now you think about Paul, and he's writing to the Roman church, but it's because he's in prison. He's in house arrest, all right? Making request, All right, verse 11. Look at this verse. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. A spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that I have often planned to come to you, but was hindered until now, that I might have some fruit among you also, just as among the other Gentiles. I'm a debtor both to the Greeks and the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. So as much as is within me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in what? In the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now watch this. Paul is saying, I desire to come to you that I might impart a spiritual gift to you. And that's what these Holy Spirit conferences are, every one of them, is that God may move through the leadership that's there, that have assembled with Dr. Barclay, and that throughout the week, whoever God uses, they will impart a spiritual gift to you. Now, this is the interesting part of it. I have seen many years where it wasn't Dr. Barclay at all. He stood up and said, Brother so-and-so, you're the one up here. And the next service, he stood up and said, Brother so-and-so, you got the word, and that guy preached. And the next service, Brother so-and-so, you get, and that guy preached. One time, it was just about all Jim Crabb just going. Jim Crabb was on fire, man. But what was it? It was the Holy Spirit of God leading the body of believers at this situation with the Holy Spirit conference. Why? That he may impart to us a spiritual gift whereby we may be established. When you think about what just happened, right? Over 850 years of ministry just laid hands on all of those people. Now, you might say, Pastor, I missed it. Yeah, you did. The next time I call church, don't be late. But here's the cool thing. The video will be up for a while.
Yeah.
So go back and click it again and rewatch it. And don't just watch, but partake of it. I think that's one of our dangers in the day we live since COVID is people just turn the YouTube on and they watch, rather than partake of and become a part of and become one in what's going on. And, you know, what we end up seeing is an impartation comes into you. You don't even realize you have until days down the road when all of a sudden stuff that was difficult now becomes very easy because you received what happened. And you say, I receive it. Amen, amen. I receive it, Lord. And I want more, and I want it to be a part of who I am. Now, you know, I didn't check, but we can, when the next conference is going to be, the next Holy Spirit conference. Because here's the thing. It's worth every minute of being a part of it. The next one is going to in Palm Coast. Nope. Hold on. I'm there. Just not quite there yet. I'm close, though. I'm really close. That's where Pastor is going to be. Next Holy Spirit Conference is in Well, thought it'd be right there, real easy for me to see. Yeah, you might have to look so I can keep talking. I thought it was Kentucky or Tennessee. Palm Coast Holy Spirit. There it is. June 21st. That's in Palm Coast, Florida. All right. And then there's the Ministry Alps Conference in September. And then there's the Amarillo Holy Spirit Conference in October. And I thought there was one more. Anytime you see Pastor in Clarksville, Tennessee, for 3 or 4 days, get down there. Why are you telling us this, Pastor? We're a part of your ministry. Because this is an impartation into your lives so that you can receive a greater understanding and a greater anointing. And I'm telling you right now, one of the things that we got to get down inside of our life is the anointing that's on a service is going into us. I was talking to Dr. Barclay today about where you and I are at in this ministry. He called me for just a few minutes. And I was talking to him about where we are and the fact that we have a financial process. We got to get caught up and how to do it. I'm like, Pastor, Leanne and I are using our faith like crazy and stayed up all night praying many nights in the last 2 weeks. And this is what he said. He said, I talked to Dr. Oral Roberts about this. Well, if anybody knew about partnership and how to make it work, it's Oral Roberts. And he said, Mark, you can use all your faith in the world for somebody else and it'll happen just like that because it's your faith working with their faith. But he said, in order for the ministry to go forward, everybody's got to use their faith together for the ministry to go forward. Not just us putting our faith with you that your life increases. It's now you putting your faith with the ministry that the ministry increases because there's too much to do in the ministry to come out of any one man's pocket. Even if you was a rich man, we would empty your pocket because there's always more buildings to build. There's more preachers to help. There's more missionaries to send. There's more everything you can imagine in the ministry than what we could take out of one man's pocket. You know, it's like we got Brother Dave Godby, Brother Dan Cottle, Brother James Eicher. These are our truck drivers. Brother Ken Brumbaugh, Brother James Denny. All you guys are truck drivers. And so, you know, everybody knows a truck driver is an extremely rich man. We could empty their accounts and still have more to do in the ministry. And that's just not God. So what is the purpose of tonight? The purpose of tonight is for all of us to come together and say, now, Father, what is my part to help Dr. Barclay go do his conferences? And he gave us the opportunity. You don't have to tithe them. You don't have to go be a part of his church. You have the opportunity to partner with the Holy Spirit Conference and help him get the work done. This is the cool part of it. It doesn't matter what your partnership was. It was right. Because if you obeyed God and you did what he gave you to do, then it was right. And one of the things that happens is the spirit of pressure comes on people. And that's just not Dr. Barclay. It's not me either, as you guys can tell. I'm not going to pressure anybody. I'm going to ask you for help. I'll probably have to do a lot better at helping, letting you know where we got to be at and what's going on. But the bottom line is every one of us are going to do our part. To some of you, your part might be to sow $1,000 seed. But that's because you have a large amount. But for somebody else to sell the same amount of money, it might only be $20 to them. Because God goes by the percentage of our life and what we're willing to do for him and what we're willing to say, here am I, use me, and what we're willing for him to do in our life. So what happens? Now this corporate anointing comes together, especially like this one, where everybody is focused on kill the giant. And my Lord, do we ever get a big thing accomplished when we just talk to God and listen to God. And as you'll hear Pastor say often in a Holy Spirit conference, to confer with the Holy Spirit. Hey, love, can you bring me a drink of water? Don't know what she got there. Anyways, to confer with the Holy Spirit. And this week, we're gonna restudy them because they're powerful messages. This week, we had a message on the gifts of the Father, the gifts of the Son, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the morning sessions. And we're going to go back through and restudy them again and put some more meat to the bone on that thing and get it established in our lives to a greater degree than anything we've ever done before. And I get so fired up, but I've been a part of the conferences since 1995. And I get so fired up because I know the level of the manifestation of God's presence and power that is now available for every one of you because you was a part of one of these services. And to me, that's an absolutely amazing thing. Verse 11, Romans 1:11. For I long to see you. Well, we just went by the internet. That I might impart to you a spiritual gift so that you may be established in your faith. Now, all of that just floated out of me when Sister Sunday said, I want more. So, anybody else want to say something about the conference that they got? And then we'll receive communion here in a few minutes. Just being quiet. If I know how to speak, and I don't have to do all the talking. Even if you got more to say yourself. Go ahead, love. What did the conference mean to you? There we go.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I had to do something.
You're all right. No, I'm just saying if somebody else wants to say something they got from the conference, I want to hear it. And you said what you said, and just you exploded me into the next level of what I was saying.
It's like you couldn't get enough. It was drawing you in. It was awesome. It's like, a little taste of honey from heaven.
Yeah.
I want more.
Yep.
Yep. And I think you're going to continually see us flow in that same process on a regular basis right here in what we do. And it's like I see it. I don't know how you can do that.
I believe that. I do. I'll agree 100% with you on this because I see the same thing. And I'm not, I didn't have a vision or anything, but I can picture it in my mind.
Yeah.
And because I've been praying all day, because I've had people in and out driving me nuts. I love them all, but I go home. And I had, of course, little Sophie pop in to see her Nana. And she's such a blessing. And she was listening to her little tablet tonight. And Sam was on hers doing her income tax. So she's playing her different music up Frozen, you know, and listen to that stuff for so long, it kind of gags you. And she'll go in between that and Farah Zaka. She likes that one. She's even singing that one. I was there listening to her tonight. She was singing Farah Zaka in French.
I love that.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's a little card. But I like it when she sings a Jesus song.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Yeah, I get a kick out of that.
Keep putting them
but,
in that little
yeah,
tablet,
I think,
too.
I think we're going to grow leaps and bounds. I really do. I see it. I feel it in my gut.
Yeah.
It's like it's over me. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Holy Spirit just like, yes, we're going to do this. Yeah.
Keep speaking it Sunday. Keep pulling it in.
It is so powerful on me. I can't explain it.
I love it.
I just know it's God.
Yeah.
I know it's the Lord because I've been praying. So I got up at 2:08 this morning, and I had quite a conversation with the Lord then. And I start praying for different people, you know, the COF family, the individual needs and what they need in their life. And I said, Jesus, we need you. And tonight when I was watching the conference, the Lord told me, he said, Sunday, I give you what you need. I don't promote you and I give you anything because you'll have everything you need. I'm with you.
Amen.
And I needed that to hear for me because I offered, you know, before. But now I got it. I got it. I can do it and it's easy. Bingo. I kept saying, Lord, why was I dragging my feet? How ridiculous. How immature me.
Yeah, but I don't think it's immature as much as we are just stretching and reaching and growing in every area as fast as we can.
Yeah.
And it's like climbing a mountain. You climb, you climb, you climb, you get to a plateau and you're like, wow, this is a beautiful field. And you're walking along at first and then you're like, whoops, I'm supposed to be getting to the top of this mountain. And all of a sudden you take off and you're climbing again. But every one of us get there, you know. I see us, and I don't know how. I see us having this same move of the Spirit every night. Just like we've seen.
Yeah.
Oh,
heavy
yeah,
anointing.
We've had.
That would be awesome. I'll agree on that with you in prayer and believing. Yes, indeed. Because I think we're going to grow leaps and bounds. I think we're getting ready to be leveled up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
I feel it.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, what now? You know, I said, oh, Lord. I said, are you sure you want me on your team?
Absolutely.
But see, all he looks for are willing people.
Yeah.
It's like at the end there when they were all just dancing. I mean, I know so many of those people. Can you... You going out there? I know so many of those people that's in that building. And it's like the one lady is a children's worker, and that's all she wants to do, and it's all she's going to ever do, probably. But she is a radical missionary woman. She'll be on 2 or 3, 4 mission trips a year, and her place is like Central America. And she goes down there and she builds buildings and digs wells and, you know, cast out demons. And she's just a preaching machine, but all she does is work in the nursery.
Oh, my Lord.
And yet when you bring your child in her nursery room, your child is going to get anointing of God all over them because she's going to make sure of it.
Amen.
And she don't ever have to be known. Matter of fact, she don't like it when pastor brings her up and says a thing about her. Well, if you ever get a chance to go to Midland, you know, all of the buildings they built there, one of their members, Jack Gear, is the builder of them all. And he told pastor 20 years ago, he said, no, God sent me here to build what you need to have built, and I'll stop everything else I'm doing so I can help you get it done. And him and Dina went through the line, you know, his wife, and I could see him, Big Jack, I called him, and Dina, and they're two of the most beautiful people you've ever met in your life. And he's a good builder. You go look at them buildings, and they are built with great excellence. And Jack builds the building, and Dina stays home and searches the internet for the best deal on everything. I think that pastor said in their last big addition they made, which was classrooms for the kids and new children's, a new nursery and everything, it was about $1.5 million. I think he said that Dina saved them, I think it's like $150,000 by just spending her whole day on the internet finding the best prices. And you want to talk about a seed to sow. Now, there's a seed to sow that didn't even come out of your own pocket. But in heaven, you get credit for the
$150,000. Wow.
Now, see, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. He gives seed to the sower. It's like the, starting that thread here for the projects. Everybody that sows into that, you're sowing a seed into this ministry that produces a hundredfold return. How do you like them apples?
Amazing.
Now, we're talking about having an anointing here. So everybody start to speak it with us. We want a move of the Spirit and an impartation of your word every time we come.
Amen. Amen. And Roger asked during that when they were laying hands on the whole congregation, he said, are those believers here for the first time, or are they getting a higher level, or are they renewing? And he said all of the above, but all of the above. So if you want to expand on that for him.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good question, Roger.
It is.
Fast to laying on of hands question, are the believers there for the first time? Are they getting a higher level, or are they renewing? Yes, it's all three. There are some people that was the first time they was ever there, but the anointing that they were doing as they laid hands on people is that what Pastor said is that's an anointing for the last days. He said that last night, and then he said it tonight, that the whole purpose of why they were laying hands on you is so you have an anointing. Now, the word anointing means an empowerment. I'll show it to you in the Bible, Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. And verse 34 through 38. So what just happened is a supernatural empowerment that is coming on you to be successful and to grow and develop in the last, in the, like, guys, you know, Sister Sunday just said, I put my faith with you for that heavy anointing. And I know some of you are not talking, but you are the same way. That might only be the next 5 days of this ministry. I mean, if you're following the news, we could literally be in heaven in the next 5 days. This is not a game. This is not a time to be playing around and skipping church and doing things and running around. This is a time to have every stop pulled to help every person we can help. Because no one knows the day or the hour. We just know everybody is in position for God to drag Russia down into Israel and wipe them out. Everybody in the whole world knows it. And if there's some, if they're getting ready to hit nukes, it's the rapture. Because before they nuke the whole world will be the rapture, as I see it. 10:34. Got me preaching, and I love it. Who is the iPhone to everyone? I have audio. The video is not working. Do you have video, love?
I do.
All right, just making sure. That can just be on a personal level. I have video here. Just checking to make sure. Thank you for putting that on there. All right. Keep clicking. See if you can find it. There we go. 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, in truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. While you and I fear the Lord, we work righteousness. Therefore, we are accepted by him. Say it with me. I am a worker of righteousness.
I am a worker of righteousness.
And you are. And I thank you. No, keep reading. In every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. 36. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he's Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth is the man. That's the man born of Mary. Grew in Mary's womb. She gave birth to him. He came through water and blood, just like every human on the earth. The Bible says that. So Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, and that anointing caused him to go about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Well, so tonight's anointing was an anointing for the last days. Not just so you'll make it, so you'll reach everybody in your sphere of influence. And you'll let God take you to places and be with people where you get to influence a whole bunch of people at one time. And we'll truly be able to reach so many more people, because all of us are saying, here am I. I have 24 hours in this day. Set me up, Father, and send me out. May everywhere I go, I be filled with the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Well, so what I just said about the anointing was, over 850 years of men and women of God paying a price for the anointing of God on their life, and they're now laying hands on you and imparting into you an anointing to make it in the last days and to be a blessing to many people in the last days. So, are they new people? Yeah. Are they going to another level? Yeah. And most of all, they're getting anointed for this day. Sometimes, which is usually what happens, they go through the line twice for a double anointing. But as is always the case, as you heard Pastor say, anytime people slow down in that line, then that anointing begins to wane. And it's a very interesting, you would think moving through that fast that it wouldn't be a deep anointing, but there was 28 people that laid hands on them. That's as my figure that I counted tonight. There was 28 people that laid hands on them. And as that process continually grows in its strength, the more they lay hands on, the more anointing is flowing through them. And my goodness, you carry that anointing. You and I, just sitting here watching it, received from that spirit, yes, same anointing just came on you. How amazing is that?
It is amazing.
It's very amazing. It's deeply amazing. It's wonderfully amazing. Now, let's say something about every time somebody's ever laid hands on you. Any time that someone has laid hands on you, or you've been in a service where they lifted their hands and prayed over people, and you can feel that anointing come on you. Right here, every time that I have laid hands, put my hands up and said, I'm praying over all of us. Every time that has happened, write it down, remember it, rehearse it, because that same anointing is on the inside of you. And that's one of the things of why the children of Israel continually were bitten by snakes and vipers and everything else is because they forgot. They forget what God has done, and then they begin to gripe against God. And it doesn't matter how close you've ever been to God, if you start griping against him, and when he corrects you and you don't receive it, then he's going to start, you got to start getting the judgment for the griping and the complaining. This is something we learned. The gripers get the vipers.
The vipers, yeah. Just read that last night.
Last night? And you and I are going to say, no, I'm not going to be a griper.
Amen.
Now, let's talk about another part of this. Because there's a very heavy, serious anointing on Dr. Barclay as a prophet of the Lord. And when you go back and study these messages again, you're going to hear him talk about that. And then he's going to talk about the gift of prophecy from Romans 12. And then he's going to talk about the gift of prophecy and encouragement in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And you're going to get three different views of the same process. As a prophet of God in the office of a prophet, there's a whole different level of anointing on your life. And his place is to put his thumb on things. Say, that's got to get changed. That's the prophet's ministry. He don't hate anybody, but he's there to correct something in the body of Christ. He's also there to tell you what he sees and to point to the future and say, this is what's coming in the future. That's from the anointed office of the prophet. So when you come to a set of meetings like this, you got to realize he's not flowing in the ministry of a pastor. He's flowing in the office of the prophet. That's two different offices. The pastor is married to the church. If you think of the fivefold ministry like the fingers on your hands. The prophet is the thumb, putting his thumb on stuff, getting stuff changed. The apostle is the pointing finger saying, this is what God's doing, and he's sent by God to get a mission accomplished. The evangelist is the longest of your fingers because he's reaching everybody everywhere. The pastor is the ring finger because the pastor is married to the church. All right? The little finger is the teacher. Get your itchy ear cleaned out. That's the, this is a simple process to understand the gifts of God and the fivefold ministry. Now, why are you saying this, Pastor? Well, if you grew up in a home where there was an abusive dad, when you hear someone like Dr. Barclay, or even like me sometimes telling people, you are a lying, cheating snake, get out of our offices in government. You might judge me as being hard and mean and condemning. I'm not. But I think that's a prophetic side of me that I don't have completely mastered. However, I'm the boss of the United States of America, and so are you. And we hired that person. Every representative is just hired help. And you're lying, cheating, stealing, and selling us down the road. No, you're fired. If you worked for Brother Dan and his trucking company and did what those men would do, you'd be gone on the second day that Brother Dan knew you was doing that.
Yeah.
Same with Brother James Denny or James Eicher. No, you're not working here. You're a liar. Go. But they stay in that position because they've elevated their position to be something besides hired help. So when I look at that position and say, you're fired, get out of our offices, you wicked, perverse person, I'm not damning them to hell. I'm saying, get out of my office. You don't belong there. If you worked for me, you'd be fired that fast. But that's just the prophetic side of me coming up. That's not the pastoral side of me that absolutely loves every person. You would never find a more loving pastor than Dr. Barker. That's one of the most loving men you'll ever meet. However, in the Holy Spirit Conference, he's not there as a pastor. He's there as a prophet of God and an apostle. This is the way. An evangelist every night. Let's get the sinners saved. The teacher in the morning sessions was amazing teaching he did. So all the fivefold gifts flowed through him. And God's built that and established it in him. So if you grew up in a house where you had a mean dad, you might look at what he's saying and say, man, I don't know about this guy. No, your dad was wrong. This man's anointed by God. Not that he doesn't make mistakes or he's not human, but don't make the same judgment about an abusive dad when you're hearing a great man of God lead the church. Can you imagine if we didn't have his voice right now in America telling pansy-slippered preachers to pull their britches up and get their act together and teach the Bible the way it's supposed to be? Yeah. If there's not somebody like him confronting the heretics who are writing books saying there is no hell. You see, he's been appointed by God to that position, schooled by great men of God of how to function in that position. So now he can function in that position for God. There's nothing wrong with it. But you'll never see it done publicly. You see it done privately. Why? Because it's not his place to air the dirty laundry. It's his place to confront and say, you got to get this changed. You're teaching them the wrong thing. You're leading the body astray. That's the difference between pastor or men of God like him and these little they're nothing but sheep, starting websites, Facebook and YouTube pages, criticizing and condemning God's preachers and mocking them every week. And they're building a following of mockers, and they are all going to hell. If they don't change their ways. My goodness, Pastor, all this in one night, we just came out of dancing and shouting, and now you're preaching and sending people to hell. Well, it's all still the same anointing, dancing and shouting anointing. But I saw it several times this week that I need to put this out here, that you can trust trusted men of God who have proven themselves throughout all the years. You can trust them. You might say, Pastor, I don't know anything about Dr. Barkley. I do. I've had his personal cell phone number, since 1995. This man is. I have not ever stopped following him. And I've never seen him do anything. I've always seen him take the next step up, take the next step up, take the next step up. Even in the period of time when all of his spiritual fathers died and went to heaven. And he had none of them left. That was about 2 years it took him to get beyond that and really be able to get it digested and handle it on the inside. I didn't see him go astray. I didn't see him lose. He was struggling. You could tell he was standing up, standing up, standing up. But then all of a sudden he came out of that fog and the anointing has just continually increased and developed and grown. And I encourage you, this is an anointing that you can trust. And most of all, study the word he gives us and be blessed by God. Well, goodness sakes alive, I've gone to preaching. That's because Pastor didn't do enough tonight, I can tell. Anybody else got something to say before we receive communion? Any question, any comment?
They may be sleeping.
spent 4 hours.
Go ahead.
Might be done.
How do you treat the with Dr. Barkley tonight?
Say again. Snow again, Roger. I didn't catch your drift. Wait, we don't need to talk about snow right now.
No, it's good.
Can you say that again, Roger?
I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you. Just say it again.
How do you retrieve the program tonight with Dr. Barkley?
Oh, how do we retrieve it?
Right.
All right. It should be on Facebook and it should be on YouTube. I have the YouTube link right here, and I will post it. Anyways. I have the YouTube stream right here. Go ahead.
Because I have not heard from my granddaughter, so I'm still off. I can watch YouTube, but I can't make any comments.
All right, so she's going to help you with that?
I hope so. I haven't heard from her for the last couple of weeks.
You have to call her up and say, I'm lost in cyber world somewhere. Can you come find me? That's what I used to say to my kids. My goodness sake, get over here and help me figure this out. All right, hang on just a second. Friday, PM service. The YouTube is in
the family thread.
And let's see if I can get Facebook. Share, copy the link. And now, Facebook.
When I put in your name or when I put in
just click on
Dr. Barkley's name?
No, I just put it in the family thread, a link. All you got to do is just click it.
Yeah, arrow on it and tap it, and it should open.
And
up.
If that doesn't work, Roger, when I'm finished here, I'll shoot it to you in your text on your phone.
Sounds good.
You betcha, man. We love you. Thanks for being a part of us.
Love you, too.
Serious about it. Phyllis, you got your mic unmuted, so say something, please.
I just wanted to let you know that I want to watch it over again, too, also. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, and I think what I can probably do, it'll take me a little bit, but I think I can get it done. Unless one of you have already got it finished. Is I can put each of the sessions into one post, put each morning session in a post, and then each evening session in a post, and label it by the day. That way it's just in two posts and you can find it easily.
Thank you.
And really, don't know how long they'll leave it up there, but it could probably create a YouTube playlist with it.
But anyway, I'll work it all over again.
Yeah. Now, me too.
I think I've been hacked again.
You've been hacked?
Yep.
Roger, I don't know if you're going to get a Medal of Honor, but you might have a yellow belt in heaven, brother.
Bless you, baby.
Bless you, ma'am. Love you. Thanks, Phyllis. All right. Well, it's 15 minutes after. Let's not go long tonight, because everybody's probably as tired as I am. But I let's receive our communion. And then once we go off the air with everybody else, I want to stay and talk just a couple of minutes with you guys about where we're at here in the ministry, what Dr. Barclay said to me today about it. So those of you who are with us from around the world, I've been talking with Pastor about how you go to the next level of the ministry. And he says, make sure you always let everybody know where you're at, what you're doing, so that anybody that's around the world can get involved to help you do the work of the ministry. And the work that we're doing is increasingly costing us more and more to do. And we're at that point where we've got to be able to take another step ourselves. And we got to go to the next level of equipment. And so this is the place where all of us get to sow into this ministry, whatever your seed is, and be a blessing to the community of faith and see it go and grow and develop. So you guys know me. I don't come here begging for money. I'm never going to do that. Call today with Dr. Barclay. He very specifically said to me, you have to let people know where you're at and what you're doing. And that's just so everybody can be involved. And so we're going to get that. It's not tonight. I'm not going to bring it to you tonight. I want to put some more thought into it, but those of you who are around the world, this is a listener-supported ministry. If you go to a restaurant and you eat, you pay them for the food you eat. No different here. You receive from this ministry. It is right when we give you the spiritual things, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, that you return to us the natural things. This is what's cool about it. How much you do is between you and God. It's not my place. I mean, except, you know, like we're talking to you about the radio right now. That's going to cost $3,500. And then to go to the next level of equipment, that's going to cost $10,000. But I'll never come and say, I need one of you to give me $10,000. When we set that in motion, then that's just the amount we need. And you and I, every day, say, Lord, what am I doing today to make this come to pass? And just like we did tonight, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. That's between you and God. If the Holy Spirit instructed you to get involved and to kill the giant, praise God. If he doesn't, praise God. You and I are walking with God every day and being a part of what he gives us to be a part of. So having said that to you, I encourage you to continually say, Father, can I do to be a blessing to the community of faith and to help Pastor Sam get the mission accomplished. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more after communion tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this amazing anointing. Thank you. We give you glory and honor and praise, Lord, for the work that's been done all week long in Midland, Michigan, and around the world wherever this stream went. We know that right here in this family, it was in North Carolina and Louisiana and Michigan and Ohio and Indiana and Alabama. It was in North Dakota. It was in countries all over the world that was with us and what we're doing. Now, Father, bless the effects of the Holy Spirit Conference. And we put our faith with Dr. Barclay's right now, as he said. Don't just sow money, but pray. We put our faith right now that kill the giant budget is met completely tonight, and every conference be paid in full with no bills left unpaid ahead of time before they ever get there. We ask this, Father, in your mighty name. We declare it with him. We give you glory and honor and praise that as we pray this prayer right now and release faith, every person that's connected to this prayer we just prayed is now jewels in our crown in heaven that we get to cast before Jesus' feet on that day when we bow before him and present our crowns to him, saying, you're the one that is worthy of everything we got accomplished on this earth. Bless Pastor and all of the Holy Spirit Conference body of believers. Bless them, Lord, tonight. and their sleep be peaceful and sweet and great and wonderful. May their ministries be strong, and may the work of this ministry, the community of faith, and all that we do, grow and develop in you. Bless this time of communion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Those of you that are might be new here saying this is a whole new deal. Yeah, every time we come here, it's a whole new deal, except we always receive communion together. And, of course, that's a new deal every time you receive communion. But we do that same every night, right about this time. And we welcome you to always come and take part in it with us in Jesus' name. I gave you the wrong reference a minute ago. I was talking about Paul.
Oh,
and I said 1 Corinthians 7, and that's about if a believer wants to depart, let him depart. Unbeliever. So that didn't have anything to do with how we're taking care of each other in the kingdom.
No, but it is a very important scripture.
But it'll be all right. Everybody just relax. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you drink, eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love, cast out fear, and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. Now, there's no fear in the communion elements. Unless you come here fooling around, mocking God. And then you must be very afraid of receiving the communion elements. I have continually received more and more balance on this verse of scripture the farther we go here. Because at the beginning, I'm like, well, everybody that shows up here just wants God. And now I realize there's people that show up. They not only don't want God, they're here mocking God. Well, if you're here mocking God and you receive communion, verse 27 says you will drink damnation to your soul. So please do not do that. If you're someone who's here saying, God, I want you, you don't have to worry about verse 27. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And the cool part about that is nobody else is going to examine you except you. we had to go to the Catholic Church the other day to do something. And we came out of the, we're not joining the Catholic Church, just so everybody knows, right? We came out of the office. They had a really interesting maze as you came out to get outside. And we had to walk by the confessional booth. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
We had to walk by the confessional booth. It was a little creepy, yeah. It was weird. It's actually, I'm 59 years old, first time I ever seen it. But why are you saying it, Pastor? Because you don't have to confess your sin to any man. Only God. Only God. The verses that people use that you got to confess your sin to man, they're taking it out of context. Because nobody else is supposed to be privy to the sin that happened in your life, because we're not supposed to remember you after the sin. We're supposed to remember you after the righteousness that you now live in. When you remind us of your sin, we wonder why. Well, Pastor, God has changed me so much, I'm so amazed. But what should we be amazed with? That we once were sinners, or that now we're so filled with righteousness? It's a good thought, isn't it? Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now so I don't start preaching. This pastor took up all my preaching time this week, and I got a lot of preaching in me right now. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, now's the time to do it. When we're finished, you will be in perfect condition with God to receive the communion elements right here on Facebook, YouTube, Zoom, or Blog Talk Radio. Isn't our God good? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of
Jesus,
I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16
and
John chapter 1,
when I believe in
you, you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose from the dead.
And you rose from
to death. Give me new life.
To give me new life.
Put your hands up and just say it. I receive you into my life right now. Fill every part of me.
Fill every part of me.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I receive your blood.
I receive your blood.
Washing me white as snow.
Washing me white as snow.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light, from fear to faith, from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Why? Because you said, Jesus, fill me, and he's the light of the world, and it just filled your life with light. You said, Jesus, come in, and he's the author and finisher of our faith. And then you said, fill me with your Holy Spirit. And when he fills you with his Holy Spirit, it affects absolutely every part of your life. In that one prayer, you just received all of Jesus' righteousness just because you asked him for it. How amazing is that? That's amazing. And then he adopted you into his family. And he made you one with him. And now, You've taken the very first step of your Christian life. And what must you do now? Walk with God every day. And they put my email address and website in there. And I want to help you walk with God. Send me an email. I prayed the prayer today for the first time or the 50th time. And I want you to help me walk with God. And I will help you walk with God. We're here every night, Monday through, well, we're here every day, Monday through Sunday, and preaching the gospel to you in one way or another, in one form or another, where you can always be connected to believers that are walking with God. Get prayer for healing and strength and health and answers in your family, money, family problems. Doesn't matter. There's always answers right here. This is a healing room for you to come to and be a blessing. Now, just think, you just got born again. And your first major act as a new believer is to receive the Holy Communion elements. Get you some grape juice and bread. I know somebody, I can tell somebody just said, man, I thought about buying grape juice today. Isn't it something how God does that? Even if it's bread and water, Jesus turned the water into wine. And we'll be blessed. Ready? Let's bless our elements, and then we'll receive them together. Bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
You guys are welcome to say this with us if you'd like. For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Yeah. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of
faith. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the life of God in the body. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame. And you called it all joy that you might have us. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life. I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old